Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And there is so much going on. I'm excited to introduce even the first guest tonight. Okay, here it is. Hennepin Theater Trust announced on July 10th that Rosemount High School student Mia Nelson was named as a semifinalist at the 14th Annual National High School Musical Theater Awards. Or Jimmy Awards. It's a coast-to-coast celebration of outstanding student achievement, recognizing individual artistry in vocal, dance, and acting performance. The 2023 Jimmy Awards featured 96 nominees from 48 regional awards programs making their debuts on a Broadway stage. This is gigantic, you guys. Her name is Mia Nelson. She's from Rosemount High School. She is a student there, and she was the one named a semifinalist at the National High School Musical Theater Awards, or as they call them, the Jimmy Awards in New York City. Welcome to CCO. How are you, Mia?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Am I pronouncing your first name correctly? Is it Mia or Maya?
It's Mia.
Awesome. Okay. First of all, how did you feel when you found out that you were named a semifinalist?
I remember just feeling speechless. I remember going into it not expecting anything. I was really just happy to be there for the experience, but I remember hearing my name called, and I felt like everything went silent, and it was just an incredible feeling.
It had to have been an incredible feeling. Here you were on Broadway. I mean, you were in New York City in all of its glory, right? Was this your first time there, or you've been there before?
I've been there a couple times. Like for two trips with my family.
That's a beautiful thing. So I want to know, how did your family handle it all? I would have been crying, screaming, and all of that.
Well, when I was first announced to go to the Jimmys, they were crying out of happiness, but they got flown in to come see me in the Jimmy Awards,
aww.
And I could hear them from all the way from the top of the balcony just screaming when my name was called.
Oh, that is fantastic. The excitement is part of it. It's the thing that keeps the smile on your face. Do you still have the smile on your face?
Yeah, I always think about it now and then. I don't stop smiling.
Yeah, don't stop smiling. So a lot of people are going to walk up to you and ask, how did you do it? What would you say?
I don't know. I just, like, took things that I learned from mentors and community theaters and shows I've done in the past, and I worked with the people around me. I was lucky to have Joe Jacobson and Ari Cohn-Sweeney by me from Minnesota, and I guess it's hard work and being true to myself, and that got me through it.
I'm so glad you mentioned some of the things, because the bottom line is that you have to work hard at it, and you've proven that. In fact, it says here in your bio, a rising senior at Rosemount High School, you started performing at the age of 11, and you haven't stopped since. That in itself tells me how powerful you are. That's awesome. And you're also part of the Tri-M Honor Society. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, it's my school Honor Music and Dance Society, so students who have high honors at our school and are involved in our arts programs get chosen to be in this society and get awarded throughout the year. We get to do volunteer work at school in the arts, so whether that's like ushering at band concerts or our choir concerts or our shows and all stuff like that.
Wow, it's amazing. Is there anything that you haven't done that you're looking forward to doing?
Well, after this, I'm kind of just in shock, but I'm really excited to go through my senior year, so my last year, and get to do all these fun things for the last time, like football games and doing my last senior show, but I'm kind of not ready for that.
Right, but you are getting ready to go into musical theater full time, right?
Yes, that's the dream.
That's the dream. Do you feel sometimes, oh my gosh, am I ever going to meet this dream? Am I ever going to get there? Do you ask that question?
Yeah, there's a lot of doubts, especially how hard this business is. But I talk about this with my family all the time. But the moment I stepped off the Broadway stage, after we did the opener for the Jimmy Awards, like, it got rid of any doubts I had. And I was just like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So you know now what your purpose is on this planet, right? You already know. So in order to deliver that and at this age, how old are you now?
I'm 17.
Wow, 17. Yeah, you're right there on the cusp. So as you are looking forward, may I just say to you, you can do this. If it's been your dream, and has it been your dream since the beginning? Has it been your dream?
Yes, it stayed my dream for quite some time.
That's incredible. When it's your dream, just don't let it go, honey. Don't let it go. You don't know me at all. I don't know you, but you've come so far. To come this far is a really big deal, Mia. A really big deal. So don't let it falter. Don't let it fade away in your spirit. I don't care if you have to get up every morning and dance and then show your parents again, say, see what I did? See what I did? Just to make sure they keep reminding you, right? It's nothing wrong with that. So keep going. What is the next thing you want to accomplish?
The next thing I want to accomplish, right now, me and my family are looking at some colleges. So just, like, being successful with that process and, like, staying steady and trying to balance everything with that, I would say.
Yeah, and balancing is a whole nother ball game, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you have a whole list of colleges? I'm not going to ask you what they are or who they are, but do you have a whole list of colleges that you prefer?
Well, we have been kind of late on the college process because of how busy life's been, but we've just started making a list, and the list is pretty long right now, but we're gonna dial it down a bit, and we've just been working on that recently.
I'm so glad that you are. So do you have siblings as well?
I have a little sister.
Okay, so you know she's watching. She's going to pay attention, even if she doesn't know what you're talking about or why this is so exciting. Just know that she's going to be like, oh, my God, that was my sister. You're going to be like a sister star. You're going to be like a superstar to your sister. I mean, that's cool. That's cool.
That's very cool to think about.
Yeah, it really is. So congratulations to you, Mia. I'm really hoping that I get a chance to hear what you did or to see you perform someplace.
Thank you.
Is there someplace that you're going to be at soon? Please write us. Let us know here at WCCO.
Thank you.
Name is Geraldine Steele. And let us know when you're performing again, okay?
I will.
Wow. Congratulations, honey. Keep your head up and your heart open, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. It's amazing when you have young people who are so excited about it. I mean, just think that here she was in New York City, right? 17 years old. And when you hear that song, you know, I'm going to make it in New York City and all of that, it's not easy. It's not easy. I've been there. It is not easy, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. And to have parents that are supporting you as well, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So congratulations again to you. That's Mia Nelson. She was named a semifinalist at the National High School Musical Theater Awards. She has been in so many different plays and has done really well in her studies as well. She goes to Rosemont High School, and she loves that she was named as a semifinalist at the 14th Annual National High School Musical Theater Awards, or Jimmy Awards, a short. It's a coast-to-coast celebration of outstanding student achievement, recognizing individual artistry in vocal, dance, and acting performance. Big deal, you guys. It featured 96 nominees from 48 regional awards programs making their debut on Broadway stage. Big deal. Minnesota should be celebrating that as well, right? We have so many young people that are so gifted. And sometimes people wonder, wow, I come to visit Minnesota and you guys are awesome. It's like, yeah, we are. Please tell everybody that we are. Mia Nelson is also helping that truth come to fruition. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment. What is that? Well, that is the music of a Nigerian-born, Minnesota-based soul folk artist named Kashimana. She's celebrating the release, or they are celebrating the release of their new album, Phantom Cries, with a show on Friday, July 28th, at the Cedar Cultural Center, which is fitting since Kashimana wrote many of the songs for the Cedars 2019 Cedar Commissions project, featuring the singles Only Human, Hey, 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 Ah, yeah, featured on the current scouting report, and Honey Bunny, featured in Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. This new album, a powerful album mixing blues, soul, and spoken word to describe the journey of motherhood with all the fears, joys, and pain of giving birth and raising a child. You can download the link and more. Get more info about the album and the show. And that is coming up on Friday, July 28th, 8 p.m. with Shavunda Brown. But joining us right now is Kashimana. How are you?
I am well. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Cedar Culture Center is back on. They are doing it again. People want the address. It's 416 Cedar Avenue, Minneapolis. Easy to find. And a lot of people say that, I mean, it will always have that history at Cedar Culture Center. That's why so many artists would love to perform there. Tell me how many times you've been there, if you can remember.
I've lost count. I'm definitely more there in spirit than I actually want to get to go there. So there's shows that I've missed but wanted to be at, but I've been there a couple of times already. I saw Femi Kuti there, and one of my most favorite shows in the world was
so
there.
Tell me, why did you name the album Phantom Cries?
So Phantom Cries is a phenomenon that happened to me while I was a mother, and I think also just newly at home with my child. And I was already sensitive to noises and sounds, but I kept hearing her cry no matter where I was. And they call that the Phantom Cries. And there were times when I actually go and she was crying, and there were times when she weren't. And so that feeling stuck with me for a while, especially because I'm a musician. We use our ears a lot, right?
Right.
And it made sense to name the album that because it had such a striking feeling within my body. And I wanted people to pay attention to the cries that were happening, to trust their instincts.
I read that it says, now 4 years later, the songs have fully gestated, matured, and grown into a powerful collection telling the story of motherhood. Look at here. I want to clap because that's awesome. I want a T-shirt with all of that on it. Okay? No, seriously. All of us who are mothers, those of us that are mothers, that is exactly how we feel, right?
Yeah.
So it's just beautiful that you wrote that, and so thank you for that. But seriously, if you get me a T-shirt with that on it, oh my God,
okay.
I'll make sure I pay you for that. Okay, I appreciate it. So okay, this big show is coming up on the 28th at 8 p.m., and you're actually having another group join you. Who is Shavunda Brown?
Shavunda Brown is another musician, mama, poet, actress, multi-talented artist. Who will be joining me. She'll be opening the stage and bringing us some music with her vocals, her rhymes. Just, it'll be a wonderful night.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I hope I can make it there. This new album, Phantom Cries, is an emotional roller coaster of songs guaranteed to give you goosebumps and invoke reflection and transformation. I'm a singer as well, and I so agree with that because the song comes from inside out, right?
Exactly. The phrases, all of the thoughts that I've had over the first year or two of having my daughter just kind of poured out of me. And when you don't have your hands free to play an instrument, you're just holding this baby. A lot of it was vocally driven, and which also feeds to the name again, Phantom Cries. It was about voice, putting voice front and center, making them the instruments, making them do everything.
We are talking with Kesha Mana, and she's really quite remarkable. I'm reading your Bible, and it says that you are a mother, a musician, a singer, a songwriter, a composer, a producer, a guitarist, a performing teaching artist, and more. Come on, that is a lot on your plate. And some people would look at that and go, is she nuts? No, it's in your soul to do it, right?
Yes, I got to do it. There's no other way. I wake up singing. I wake up thinking of how I can create more music and reach out and connect with more people through my music.
Yeah, that's really critical. And by the way, you mix pop, soul, R&B, and even more. But is there any genre of music that you haven't touched yet where you say to yourself, I think I can sing that, or maybe you are writing it and it's in a different form?
Yeah, I mean, when I started off, I was kind of with a fusion band, and so a little bit of rock, and I've been really playing with the idea of having like a punk band. I haven't really made, you know, my voice hasn't really gone there as far as like the screaming metal voice, but I've toyed with it in my head. As a songwriter, sometimes I write and I'm not sure what genre the song is in, and all of a sudden it'll come out and I'm like, okay, that's where I'm going.
Wow, it's remarkable. Also in 2019, Cedar commissions artists, their project Phantom Cries, a musical exploration of their journey into motherhood while shedding some light on the higher maternal mortality rate of African American women. Now, this is something we all need to be screaming out, right, as Black women,
yeah.
You know, really having people talk about this. Do you find ways, or is it easy for you to find space with people who will listen?
Yes, I have been able and lucky to, when I said this is the kind of work I want to do, this is what I want to talk about, mm-hmm. this is what I want to sing about, that I had the opportunity, not only with the Cedar, with the Cedar Commissions, to do something that I really needed to say and bring out into the world, but mm-hmm. by doing that, I was able to connect with many more people that were doing the work, like Trill Moms, like the Black Women's Health Imperative, the Black Mama Matter Alliance, mm-hmm. and other organizations that are doing the work locally and nationally. And it really opened my eyes and, you know, gave me all of this motivation to keep going and to keep speaking my truth, which I found out a lot of mamas were going through at the same time.
Well, you've been working with some great people. You are a co-creator of a Minnesota opera, miniature opera, Don't Tread on Me, with Carrie Jackson, a contributing mm-hmm. artist and composer. And so you're all over the place. And then let's talk about your education. I got so excited when I read this. You hold a Bachelor's of Music degree in composition and songwriting, a Bachelor of Science degree in biomedical sciences, and an Associate's degree in music production. You go on with your bad self. This is awesome. It's kind of like you
Thank
are well-rounded,
you.
Right? How hard was that? Was that during the, after the child, your child was born, or before?
Well, it was before. About, I think I got my bachelor's in music, and a couple of months after that, I found out I was pregnant. Yeah.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
Luckily, I got the degrees out before.
Right.
and I, you know, I had a lot of interest when I was, you know, coming up. I wanted to be a doctor at some point. And then I was like, I really love music. Music kept calling me no matter what I was doing. I was in my virology class, like the last year of college, like writing songs. Don't tell my teachers, but.
I feel your pain. I'm finishing a yeah. master's degree too, so I get it. But you have accomplishments. Well done, honey. Okay, so first of all, congratulations. People are going to want to know what website to go to for July 28th at 8 o'clock, the big event on Friday. And tell me, where do we look? Where do we get tickets?
So you can get tickets from my website also, kashimana.com. It'll link you to the Cedar. Otherwise, you can also go to the Cedar Cultural Center and find tickets there too.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $15, ahead of, in advance, and then $20 day of show.
Okay, day of show, $20. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much. I do look forward to meeting you. Yes, right. Pick them up right now. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I so enjoyed it.
Oh, my God. It's such an honor and a pleasure to meet you and speak with you.
Thank you. You take care of yourself. I look forward to hearing you.
You take care, too. Bye-bye.
All right. My goodness, everyone. I just want to give you that website one more time. Kashimana.com. That's spelled K-A-S-H-I-M-A-N-A. And if you're not quite sure of it, go to the Cedar Cultural Center's website. And that's pretty easy to check it and see what time it happens and all of that. But it's 8 p.m. And remember, there is a guest, Shavonda Brown. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break and come back with our next guest, Jim Caruso. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for this hour. Do we have some music to play for Jim Caruso, Jonathan? Oh, I'm so sorry we don't. My goodness, we'll have to correct that next time, sir. Now, a legendary New York City gig, Jim Caruso's Cast Party, is coming to Crooners on Friday the 28th, along with pianist and singer Billy Stritch, and surprise local artists as well. Oh, my gosh. Now, the special surprise guest from Area Theater and Music Scenes will crash the party. Oh, you'll learn all about this. A legendary New York gig for Jim Caruso's Cast Party. It's just going to be huge. Now, I have never, ever met him. I don't believe so. I have heard of him many times, and I'm excited to have him on tonight. Welcome, Jim. How are you?
Sherilyn, I'm so happy to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you so much, sir. My goodness, you are coming to Crooners to the main stage. Have you ever been to Crooners before?
Absolutely. We did Cast Party there, this same show, last year. And, you know, Cast Party is an open mic variety show. So we are really, we go around the country celebrating local talent in each city. And let me tell you, Minneapolis did itself proud. There was incredible artistry and brilliant singers that came onto the stage with us. We had a ball.
Can you start naming a few?
Well, I can. I don't want to say too much.
Okay,
but I know some great theater singers are going to be there. Some great jazz singers are going to be there. I know a 13-year-old little girl who is absolutely brilliant is going to return, and there's some surprises. But you're going to know, you know, it's your neighbors. It's basically, it's the folks that live down the street who just happen to sing their faces off.
That's all. No big deal. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Don't worry about it. Yes, it's a huge deal. Uh-huh.
It's big, man.
I'll be with one of my best friends for about 100 years, Billy Stritch, as you said, who is a brilliant pianist
and singer. Mm-hmm.
And musical director. He was Liza Minnelli's musical director for a long time, and Tony Bennett, the late, great Tony Bennett.
Oh, my goodness.
Billy played for a while. So he's the accompanist for everybody that gets up and sings. So you can imagine how great the music is.
So tell me, the music, is it just one genre overall?
It's not. It's a little bit of everything. We don't always know who's showing up and what they're going to bring. You know, they bring their sheet music, and it can be anything from Broadway standards, jazz, pop. We've been doing it 20 years. We've had a little bit of everything.
It's just amazing. You've been doing this for a long time, by the way, this Cast Party. I think you started in, was it 2003?
Well, yeah, and tomorrow, we do it every Monday at Birdland here in New York City, which is an iconic music room. And tomorrow is our 20th anniversary celebration. So we've been there 20 years. We've been celebrating these great singers and putting people on stage that, newcomers, People like Michael Feinstein and Liza Minnelli and Tony, Mr. Bennett came in, and Ariana Grande, and you just never know who is going to storm the stage. And that's part of the fun, is the surprise of it all.
The surprise of it all. Has it ever been a time when they could not surprise you or the audience? Ever?
Well, we've had some weird surprises, I'll say that, because it is an open mic night. So, you know, anybody is free to join us on stage. So you can imagine some of the weird moments that have happened over the years. We've had hula dancers. We've had a guy who does marionettes, but his marionette happened to be a stripper. So that was awkward.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah. There have definitely been some weird moments.
Yeah, but you know what? Weird moments also lend something to us, right? And all of a sudden we feel, oh, I am in a very special place. Even though it's a little sick and weird, it's special.
It is a little twisted.
Exactly.
But, you know, the good news is nobody at Cast Party is ever booed. Nobody is screaming, get off the stage. It's a very positive experience for the performer, whether they're newcomers, oldcomers,
right?
people on their way up and people on their way down.
Yeah. Okay. So this is all happening because of you. It's you. And this whole idea of the Cast Party has been very successful. If people want to know where they can see this, right, even after what's happening at Crooners, I'm just curious, do they go to castpartynyc.com?
That's exactly where they go. How did you know this?
Oh, my goodness. Where did I get it from? I'm so bright. You have no idea, Jim. I'm so bright.
I can tell already. But you're a singer, too, right?
Yes, sir, I am. My whole family
Hello.
Is. Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm just saying, Friday night, 7:30 at Crooners. Bring your music.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I don't read music.
You don't have to read it. You just have to sing it.
I can do that. Oh,
what,
I should
what,
come
what
Friday.
What kind of music do you sing?
Everything.
What kind of music?
Now, look. Okay, so jazz and I don't get along, honey. Every time I try to do a little, you know, scat. I don't know anything about scat. I'm just Scott. That's it. You know, it's not going to work out for the steel girl. No, it's not going to work out. However, I do love so much music. I performed with orchestras before, the Minnesota Orchestra, as well as the, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And,
great.
I try all genres, but I'm not always perfect. That's for sure. But are any of us perfect?
Perfect?
Right.
It's a party. That's why we call it a party.
Okay.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, there will be people there that are so slick and so fabulous. But then right after that will be somebody that's a brand new, you know, they're new to the music business and they're nervous. And so we try to make them feel really comfortable and happy. Look, I'm not in this to, you know, there are a lot of TV game, you know, contests. And there's always one judge that's kind of mean and snarky, and that is so not how I want this to be.
Right.
I want it to be a happy, positive experience for everybody. Look, show people gave me a career, and I really appreciate them, and I love these people. You know, what sounds like a weird showbiz adjacent side gig has come to just mean the world to me. So I love and appreciate the people that come and sing for us, no matter where they are on the spectrum of musical quality.
Right. Oh, I have so many more questions for you, and I've run out of time. I am so sorry, Jim. I will be there if I can make it on Friday the 28th. Of course, it's 7:30. I would love to just wrap my arms around you. And I have big arms, darling, so here I come. I'm just telling you.
I am ready. And I just heard your news right before you introduced me. It's 100 degrees there.
Yeah, it is. I just tell you, man, you maybe want to put on some really dressy shorts. That's all I want you to know.
You got it. I'll put on my finest shorts.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait to meet you.
I look forward to it, Jill. And thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. You be safe. All right.
See you at Cast Party. Bye.
I'll be there. Bye. That's so cool, you guys. We'll be back. Oh, I love this. I love it. Keep it going, Jonathan. Don't let it go yet. Don't let it go. Who is that, you may ask? That is Bryn Andre. You can dive into an intimate evening with Minneapolis singer-songwriter Bryn Andre. I hope I get it right. Andre. She's got to give it to me. Bryn, how do I pronounce your name?
It's Bryn Andre.
Okay, let's start again. Singer-songwriter Bryn Andre, as she... Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for this hour. Do we have some music to play for Jim Caruso, Jonathan? Oh, I'm so sorry we don't. My goodness. We'll have to correct that next time, sir. Now, a legendary New York City gig, Jim Caruso's Cast Party, is coming to Crooners on Friday the 28th, along with pianist and singer Billy Stritch, and surprise local artists as well. Oh, my gosh. Now, the special surprise guest from Area Theater and music scenes will crash the party. Oh, you'll learn all about this. A legendary New York gig for Jim Caruso's Cast Party. It's just going to be huge. Now, I have never, ever met him. I don't believe so. I have heard of him many times, and I'm excited to have him on tonight. Welcome, Jim. How are you?
Geraldine, I'm so happy to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you so much, sir. My goodness, you are coming to Crooners to the main stage. Have you ever been to Crooners before?
Absolutely. We did Cast Party there, this same show, last year. And, you know, Cast Party is an open mic variety show. So we are really, we go around the country celebrating local talent in each city. And let me tell you, Minneapolis did itself proud. There was incredible artistry and brilliant singers that came onto the stage with us. We had a ball.
Can you start naming a few?
Well, I can. I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
But I know some great theater singers are going to be there. Some great jazz singers are going to be there. I know a 13-year-old little girl who is absolutely brilliant is going to return, and there's some surprises. But you're going to know, you know, it's your neighbors. It's basically, it's the folks that live down the street who just happen to sing their faces off.
That's all. No big deal. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Don't worry about it. Yes, it's a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's big,
we
man.
Love it. I'll be with one of my best friends for about 100 years, Billy Stritch, as you said, who is a brilliant pianist and singer.
Mm-hmm.
And musical director. He was Liza Minnelli's musical director for a long time, and Tony Bennett, the late, great Tony Bennett.
Oh, my goodness.
Billy played for a while. So he's the accompanist for everybody that gets up and sings. So you can imagine how great the music is.
So tell me, the music, is it just one genre overall?
It's not. It's a little bit of everything. We don't always know who's showing up and what they're going to bring. You know, they bring their sheet music, and it can be anything from Broadway standards, jazz, pop. I mean, we've been doing it 20 years. We've had a little bit of everything.
It's just amazing. You've been doing this for a long time, by the way, this Cast Party. I think you started in, was it 2003?
Well, yeah, and tomorrow, we do it every Monday at Birdland here in New York City, which is an iconic music room, and tomorrow is our 20th anniversary celebration. So we've been there 20 years. We've been celebrating these great singers and putting people on stage that, you know, newcomers, people like Michael Feinstein and Liza Minnelli and Tony, Mr. Bennett came in, and Ariana Grande, and you just never know who is going to storm the stage. And that's part of the fun, is the surprise of it all.
The surprise of it all. Has it ever been a time when they could not surprise you or the audience? Ever?
Well, we've had some weird surprises, I'll say that, because it is an open mic night. So, you know, anybody is free to join us on stage. So you can imagine some of the weird moments that have happened over the years. We've had hula dancers. We've had a guy who does marionettes, but his marionette happened to be a stripper. So that was awkward.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah. There have definitely been some weird moments.
Yeah, but you know what? Weird moments also lend something to us, right? And all of a sudden we feel, oh, I am in a very special place. Even though it's a little sick and weird, it's special.
It is a little twisted.
Exactly.
But, you know, the good news is nobody at Cast Party is ever booed. Nobody is screaming, get off the stage. It's a very positive experience for the performer, whether they're newcomers, oldcomers,
right?
people on their way up and people on their way down.
Yeah. Okay. So this is all happening because of you. It's you. And this whole idea of the Cast Party has been very successful. If people want to know where they can see this, right? Even after what's happening at Crooners, I'm just curious, do they go to castpartynyc.com?
That's exactly where they go. How did you know this?
Oh, my goodness. Where did I get it from? I'm so bright. You have no idea, Jim. I'm so bright.
I can tell already. But you're a singer, too, right?
Yes, sir, I am. My whole family
Hello.
Is. Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm just saying, Friday night, 7:30 at Crooners. Bring your music.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I don't read music.
You just have to sing it.
I can do that. Oh, I should come Friday.
What kind of music do you sing?
Everything.
What kind of music?
Now, look. Okay, so jazz and I don't get along, honey. Every time I try to do a little, you know, scat. I don't know anything about scat. I'm just Scott. That's it. You know, it's not going to work out for the steel girl. No, it's not going to work out. However, I do love so much music. I performed with orchestras before, the Minnesota Orchestra, as well as the, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And,
great.
I try all genres, but I'm not always perfect. That's for sure. But are any of us perfect?
Perfect?
Right.
It's a party. That's why we call it a party. And I'm not kidding. I mean, there will be people there that are so slick and so fabulous. But then right after that will be somebody that's a brand new, you know, they're new to the music business and they're nervous. And so we try to make them feel really comfortable and happy. Look, I'm not in this to, you know, there are a lot of TV game, you know, contests. And there's always one judge that's kind of mean and snarky, and that is so not how I want this to be.
Right.
I want it to be a happy, positive experience for everybody. Look, show people gave me a career, and I really appreciate them, and I love these people. You know, what sounds like a weird showbiz adjacent side gig has come to just mean the world to me. So I love and appreciate the people that come and sing for us, no matter where they are on the spectrum of musical quality.
Right. Oh, I have so many more questions for you, and I've run out of time. I am so sorry, Jim. I will be there if I can make it on Friday the 28th. Of course, it's 7:30. I would love to just wrap my arms around you. And I have big arms, darling, so here I come. I'm just telling you.
I am ready. And I just heard your news right before you introduced me. It's 100 degrees there.
Yeah, it is. I just tell you, man, you may want to put on some really dressy shorts. That's all I want you to know.
You got it. I'll put on my finest shorts.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait to meet you.
I look forward to it, Jolynn. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. You be safe. All right.
See you at Cast Party. Bye.
I'll be there. Bye. That's so cool, you guys. We'll be back. Oh, I love this. I love it. Keep it going, Jonathan. Don't let it go yet. Don't let it go. Who is that, you may ask? That is Bryn Andre. You can dive into an intimate evening with Minneapolis singer-songwriter Bryn Andre. I hope I get it right. Andre. Andre. She's got to give it to me. Bryn, how do I pronounce your name?
It's Bryn Andre.
Okay, let's start again. Singer-songwriter Bryn Andre, as she unveils her latest album. Now, the album is called Honeymoon, but that song you just heard, I believe, is Celebrity. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Oh, it's fabulous. I could have listened to the whole thing. It's so awesome. Welcome to CCO, Bryn. I'm so happy that you joined us tonight. And of course, having made your noteworthy debut in 2020 with a heartfelt chronicle of the dance between liberation and loneliness, you are exploring so much about yourself and other women too. You're inspiring all of us to explore more about ourselves. What is remarkable is that I don't remember ever hearing you before, but I love your voice. I had a chance to listen to some of the songs. I just had a chance and I thought, who is this woman? Where is she from? So let's start with that. Who are you and where are you from?
Well, hello, and thank you for the kind words. It makes me smile. I am Bryn, and I've been in the Minneapolis area since a very long time. I am originally from North Dakota, but I've been here since 2003.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and that my last record, official record, was like 2011, and I took a long break, and now I'm back. So that could be why you're wondering where I've been. I've been kind of, music was always happening, but I was, you know, living life as we do.
Well, this is what we have to do. Sometimes we are forced to do things. We may think, oh, I have a better idea, but it always seems to work out into what it is that we are supposed to do. Do you find that true?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's funny. I have part of the reason I took a break is I have young twins. I have 3-year-old daughters, and they're twins. I had them during the pandemic, so that kept me very busy.
Beautiful.
But I think about their creativity and their passions are already emerging. You know, right out of the gate, you start to see them. And music for me was something that I fell in love with really, really early on. And so it's always happening, just whether or not I'm recording and being really public about it is the thing. So
yeah.
Lately I've been out there recording and ready to get back into the performing piece of it.
Your bio says this album release show is not just a performance. It's an introspective journey through a life led and yet to be lived. I love that comment. And that's what music does, right? It allows us to deliver the story. Not just the music, not just the voice, but the story. So would you say that you are a songwriter of stories?
Definitely. I think every song is a story that sometimes surprises me. Some of the songs on the record I wrote very quickly, and I thought, wow, I didn't know that story was inside of me. And then some of the songs on the record I really was trying to write for 3 years. So each story, there's a story within the song, and I hope everybody finds some of themselves within each of the songs, but also the entire album. That's why I love hearing entire albums. I like to hear the collection and to hear the themes, not only in one song, but the entire collection. And so I'm so excited to be able to put this out, 11 songs that speak to especially the stage of life that I'm in.
And did you share writing with others, or did you do all the writing of the songs?
I did all of the writing, and it was a long process, but some things went really fast, and then I had a really wonderful producer that helped me bring the sounds to life, and that was Matt Patrick at the Library Studio. But and I'm not opposed to writing with people, but as you know, I'm not sure if you're a parent, but I'm very busy, so just getting more people in the mix, sometimes I'm like, I don't have time, we got to finish this song, and it's just me.
You know exactly what you want, and you go after it. That's a strong woman. Now, Jeremy Messersmith is also mentioned here. Was he part of the production company? I mean, the production team?
No, but he is somebody that my producer has worked with in the past. So I feel like I'm in really good company with the producer that was able to bring my music to life. He's worked with some of those incredible people.
In listening to some of your music, I'm not quite sure. Is it pop? Would you consider it pop, or would you call it something else?
I would say it's indie pop. I haven't really known my genre and found my style up until the last, I would say, 5 years. So I'm happy to say that I think I've landed in the pop realm, but I just, a really kind review recently said it's, you know, pop with poise and purposeful pop. And I really like that because for me, I love pop music.
I think please tell me you have t-shirts for that. You have t-shirts for that, right? If you don't, you should.
Yes, I got to get the order in right away.
Right. So the album is called Honeymoon. Did it take a long time to decide what the title would be?
No, the song Honeymoon, after I wrote that song, it felt to me like that was going to be the album name. And I wanted the idea of a honeymoon to really speak to the stage of life, which is, I sort of in the honeymoon phase, you know, you get what you want, you get the marriage and the kids and the life you dream of, but then it's also sort of what happens after the honeymoon? Things don't end, they keep going, and actually there's a lot of stories and there's a lot of depth after the honeymoon. So
I wish we had more time together. I'm so sorry, Bren, but I will have you back on, that's for sure. Thank you for joining us tonight. And of course, everyone, Saturday, July 29th, this is happening, 6:00, the doors open, 7 p.m. The show is happening at, you know it, Bryant Lake Bowl. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. All right. Good night. Good night. Good night to you, Bren. And I hope I get to talk to you again soon. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, I love this. I love it. Keep it going, Jonathan. Don't let it go yet. Don't let it go. Who is that, you may ask? That is Bren Andre. You can dive into an intimate evening with Minneapolis singer-songwriter Bren Andre. Andra. I hope I get it right. Andre. She's got to give it to me. Bren, how do I pronounce your name?
It's Bren Andre.
Okay, let's start again. Singer-songwriter Bren Andre, as she unveils her latest album. Now, the album is called Honeymoon, but that song you just heard, I believe, is Celebrity. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Oh, it's fabulous. I could have listened to the whole thing. It's so awesome. Welcome to CCO, Bren. I'm so happy that you joined us tonight. And of course, having made your noteworthy debut in 2020 with a heartfelt chronicle of the dance between liberation and loneliness, you are exploring so much about yourself and other women too. You're inspiring all of us to explore more about ourselves. What is remarkable is that I don't remember ever hearing you before, but I love your voice. I had a chance to listen to some of the songs. I just had a chance and I thought, who is this woman? Where is she from? So let's start with that. Who are you and where are you from?
Well, hello, and thank you for the kind words. It makes me smile. I am Bren, and I've been in the Minneapolis area since a very long time. I am originally from North Dakota, but I've been here since 2003.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and that my last record, official record, was like 2011, and I took a long break, and now I'm back. So that could be why you're wondering where I've been. I've been kind of, music was always happening, but I was, you know, living life as we do.
Well, this is what we have to do. Sometimes we are forced to do things. We may think, oh, I have a better idea, but it always seems to work out into what it is that we are supposed to do. Do you find that true?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's funny. I have part of the reason I took a break is I have young twins. I have 3-year-old daughters and they're twins. I had them during the pandemic, so that kept me very busy.
Beautiful.
But I think about their creativity and their passions are already emerging, you know, right out of the gate. You start to see them, and music for me was something that I fell in love with really, really early on. And so it's always happening, just whether or not I'm recording and being really public about it is the thing. So
yeah.
Lately I've been out there recording and ready to get back into the performing piece of it.
Your bio says this album release show is not just a performance. It's an introspective journey through a life led and yet to be lived. I love that comment. And that's what music does, right? It allows us to deliver the story. Not just the music, not just the voice, but the story. So would you say that you are a songwriter of stories?
Definitely. I think every song is a story that sometimes surprises me. Some of the songs on the record I wrote very quickly, and I thought, wow, I didn't know that story was inside of me. And then some of the songs on the record I really was trying to write for 3 years. So each story, there's a story within the song, and I hope everybody finds some of themselves within each of the songs, but also the entire album. That's why I love hearing entire albums. I like to hear the collection and to hear the themes, not only in one song, but the entire collection. And so I'm so excited to be able to put this out, 11 songs that speak to especially the stage of life that I'm in.
And did you share writing with others, or did you do all the writing of the songs?
I did all of the writing, and it was a long process, but some things went really fast, and then I had a really wonderful producer that helped me bring the sounds to life, and that was Matt Patrick at the Library Studio. But and I'm not opposed to writing with people, but as you know, I'm not sure if you're a parent, but I'm very busy, so just getting more people in the mix, sometimes I'm like, I don't have time, we got to finish this song, and it's just me.
You know exactly what you want, and you go after it. That's a strong woman. Now, Jeremy Messersmith is also mentioned here. Was he part of the production company? I mean, the production team?
No, but he is somebody that my producer has worked with in the past. So I feel like I'm in really good company with the, you know, with the producer that was able to bring my music to life. He's worked with some of those incredible people.
In listening to some of your music, I'm not quite sure. Is it pop? Would you consider it pop, or would you call it something else?
I would say it's indie pop. I haven't really known my genre and found my style up until the last, I would say, 5 years. So I'm happy to say that I think I've landed in the pop realm, but I just, a really kind review recently said it's, you know, pop with poise and purposeful pop. And I really like that because for me, I love pop music. I
think please pop tell music me you have gorgeous. T-shirts for that. You have T-shirts for that, right? If you don't, you should.
Yes, I got to get the order in right away.
Right. So the album is called Honeymoon. Did it take a long time to decide what the title would be?
No, the song Honeymoon, after I wrote that song, it felt to me like that was going to be the album name. And I wanted the idea of a honeymoon to really speak to the stage of life, which is, I sort of in the honeymoon phase, you know, you get what you want, you get the marriage and the kids and the life you dream of, but then it's also sort of what happens after the honeymoon? Things don't end, they keep going, and actually there's a lot of stories and there's a lot of depth after the honeymoon. So
I wish we had more time together. I'm so sorry, Bren, but I will have you back on, that's for sure. Thank you for joining us tonight. And of course, everyone, Saturday, July 29th, this is happening, 6:00, the doors open, 7 p.m. The show is happening at, you know it, Bryant Lake Bowl. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. All right, good night. Good night. Good night to you, Bren, and I hope I get to talk to you again soon. Good night,
Thank
everyone.
You.